USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The leaders of the United States and China held their first phone call since the American change of leadership. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart, but the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaking, but China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily, they're moving diplomatically, and certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do, and we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.